Hello.
Yeah.
Good evening, sir.
Hi. I have nothing particular to report except to tell you that again, we brought Margaret back with us. She left at the airport. They had a big crowd. She was terribly impressed.
Well, did they at Bangor when you left?
Oh, sure. They came. About 3,000.
Is that so? You know what? That's not a easy place to turn people out, Bangor. Kind of a industrial town. You don't get a lot of tourists there.
Oh.
But I understand Friday night was a great crowd.
Oh, they just poured in.
The pictures on television there from New Hampshire were excellent. I didn't see any of this.
Maine, no, it's too late.
But the crowds in
New Hampshire were really good. They were Nashville and all these places. They really poured out.
Well, and they look like a lot of young people.
Tremendous number, yeah.
They go to a very good time.
Yep, yep.
And it was good coverage. It was good.
Well,
was Margaret good spirits tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was fine.
She always has good spirits with us in both dimensions. Well, anything else new?
No, I don't think so. It's been a quiet weekend except for the astronauts coming back.
Right, that's right. That's good. That's a good thing to have instead of the negative stuff.
Well, it's been a year. I think that's been one of the best space missions in terms of people getting a little lift from it.
Yeah.
The television.
Television is so good. Bob was telling me on the way back about this book that's coming out on the coverage of the 68 campaign. Do you know about that?
No, sir. Oh, or is that the media book?
Yeah.
I have an analysis of that, but I haven't read it yet. But in fact, I haven't known my big game.
Hey, you ought to talk to talking about my hitters fast. The woman who writes it, the TV guide, just makes the direct conclusion that after seeing the three networks, analyzing word by word, that the networks, the three networks, were doing everything they could to defeat Mr. Nixon and elect Mr. Nixon. And it's going to give you tremendous ammunition when it comes out in about a month. Talk to some of our friends and just keep a little more on.
Oh, well, those things are the most helpful of all, because that's what worries people. You know, the reason CBS is in there is they're not because they came to us on the news, but they're just scared to death that the House Committee is going to crack down on them.
This book is going to really stir people up, I think. Because it's a scientific, it's a huge book about it. It's an enormous amount. You know, she counts all the words. You just wonder after reading how the hell we won 68. You really wonder.
Well, I can remember very well during that last month, the meeting from the media was beginning to take its toll.
It took its toll, sure.
Get a hold of it.
If we hadn't campaigned damn hard, had a telephone or two, I don't know who
it was. It was a scary couple of weeks. As well as for all, sure you did. But that a book like that, the timing was pretty good on it.
Yeah, particularly because the media will get a little bit. It all comes together here with Agnet taking them on. Now the book comes out. Mm-hmm. And we've got about a year that are sitting out with Pure Boys and being biased or not. And then the campaign comes along, we'll count the damn words and raise all of them every night.
I don't know how incredible an author she is.
I don't know. I have bloody idea who she is.
But if I understand it, it's a complete factual analysis. It's minutes of coverage.
Oh, yes. Word by word. Count of the words. Really, charts and everything. You just wait till you let Harlem show you his analysis. It's just devastating.
Well, can you turn my data into versions of the network? The CBS thing proves that they will interfere with the news department and tell them what to do. And,
sure, yep, that's right.
And if they believe, as I think they're beginning to, I think over the past month, even with all the heat we've taken on the economy, I think they're beginning to believe we're going to be around for 4 more years.
They believe there's a damn good chance of it, at least.
Well, I was just reading a little letter that was sent out, an internal letter from the NAACP, and you read it up. which they advised all of their officers to be extremely cautious and criticism of the administration, because in all likelihood that President Nixon would be re-elected, and therefore you've got four more years to deal with this administration. Therefore, don't be striving in the criticism.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that I just believe that some of these statistics are realizing that the economy is good enough. That the foreign issue is completely right. You have those two,
and particularly when if we get a Democratic friend, well, beat up in their fight, that's the other side of the
I think the network goes, if they think that is going to be the case,
well, they'll fight like hell to knock us down on everything in any area where they can get us by the economy. They're going to get that now for all it's worth in the next 3 months.
If there are new people with a question, I have called them too. I just read them right. I said, I'm going to do it on your system. On came Roger Carter, he said, the fantastic performance. He's virtually apologetic. Spectacular, but at the very end, despite all of this, having had a couple of minutes of throw it in the face, but despite all of this, he was still 5 minutes away from getting to bed. He couldn't resist pretty much a closing jab. They just love to put that negative
Well, this book is in shape.
Well, I think that's helpful, especially for some third party.
It has nothing to do with us.
We didn't know about it. That kind of thing does make some sense to me. The legislation that the committee passed in this book. Now, there's a half a dozen different groups of media folks in the town, but the moderate job,
Well, this thing really stirred those guys up.
Well, I imagine that was rather Harley Beggar.
For Harley, he wants to get at him again, doesn't he?
Well, that's not only that's in the big business.
Well, you take a look at this tomorrow. I'll look up.
Yes, sir. I'll do it. Thank you.